Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi there. Now that I have the floor, metaphorically speaking, of course, I'd love to talk to you about me. I am not only a woman, a man, a person, and a goblin, but I'm also a vampire who loves to suck the blood out of human beings. And that, damn it. I can't find
my phone. Oh, well.
I can
well,
make
can I can I tell you about my private gig?
I don't know that you should tell me any. Girl, this is.
What does she know?
Oh, I think I just.
I look like Kirby.
I'm sorry, I think I have food still in my mouth.
I look like Jigglypuff. Are you really here to spray Taco Bell?
Apparently so.
You usually do it out the other end. Boop, boop, boop. You know.
Not Miss Pink talking about brown. Mama, what is the tea? Those nasty nuts.
I think part of whatever's wrong with my brain really loves monochromatic. But I feel very peaceful when everything is one color.
I don't feel at peace looking at. No, I'm just kidding.
I get it. The peace. Look, I look like a little dickhead up here. Like this is the skin.
Is it P-E-A-C-E we're talking about?
P-E-A-C-E? Oh, peace.
Yeah.
What did you say?
No, you said peace. I was wondering if it's P-E-A-C-E or P-I-E-C-E.
World peace. I love to tour.
I could do a hell tour.
I could do a hell tour.
Oh my God. Okay, now I got one for you. My E-STEM, I learned about it through the comment section of YouTube. E-STEM or I don't know what it's called.
Your vocal stem?
Mama, it's a auto stem or some kind of stimulation that it's an audio stim that I stimulate myself with. I don't know what
it's called. I think E-stim is where you put electrodes on your dick. Is that what you're talking about?
Perhaps.
Are you talking about vocal stims where you say things over and over again?
That's it, that part. So I'm gonna present one. So I have been doing this back and forth via text where I say, I hope I get it right. Donna, Lori, Pat, Shelley, Rose, Aaliyah, Brian, Darren, and Ulysses, thanks for holding on the fort. You know, of course, what I'm talking about,
Whitney,
right?
Yeah.
Hey, you better chill, you know. But Donna, Lynn, Pat, Lori, Shelley, Aaliyah, Rose, Brian, Darren, and Ulysses. It's so, well, and it's not anything. It's just a list of names that it becomes like once you like learn it and
the
then
rhythm
go,
of
you
it.
Go back. You're like, because she was, listen, God rest in peace. She was Twirlina up there.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something about Miss Twirlina. She stumbled only once during Christina. She said, Christina, you have the best.
Well, she said Tina.
I mean, maybe. But she said, Christina Aguilera at the BET Awards, by the way. What? That's another story for another day. But Whitney only stumbled when she said, Christina, you've done the best rendition of I Run to You since whatever, whatever. That was her only stumble. Everything after that was...
Oh, I Turn to You?
Rhythmic? No, I Run to You.
Is that the song?
Yeah, I Run to You. Oh, I Want to Run to You or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. But everything was like, bam. It was crisp, clear, clean.
Oh, at least she planned something. You know how much we hate when people get up there and have nothing to say.
She had nothing. Not only did she have nothing to say, she had no cue cards. She was, it was like.
For my cue cards? For my background singers?
For my background singers? That. Mama, it all came from the well of her knowledge. And I don't care if there was smoke and mirrors, you know, emphasis on the former. But it was just like, it was a 4.5 minute long acceptance speech for a Lifetime Achievement Award, I think, at the BET Awards. And also, she remembered everybody's name.
Good for her.
Everybody's name. She's like, to my nippy family, I love my glam squad. I love you. And it was like, she mentioned everybody.
I hope I never win some kind of award like that because I know that I won't have poise. I'll be overcome and I'll forget like,
no.
I'll forget like you.
Yeah,
or like
I know.
David,
I know.
I'll forget. I'll remember somebody, but I'll forget a close friend. I know I will.
You will forget the executive producer of that film.
Oh,
you will forget.
I'll forget you, yeah, David Silver, yeah, our managers.
I will and I'll forget be like, everybody.
And I'll be like, thanks to my Uber Eats driver, Rodney, who always knows to bring the bag around to the back door. You know?
That part. And then you say, because I would go up there, I'd be like, you know, I would do it twice and then I would peace out, kill
totally
myself. But of course, I will never, and I will stare into this camera. I will never, ever, ever accept the inevitable Kennedy Center honors that I will surely be given.
It'll happen. It'll be from Kennedy Davenport.
Thank
but
you!
It'll happen. It'll be
Newark, LaGuardia, Kennedy.
Kennedy giving you an award, her coming out in a gown, dripping. And she goes, well.
Oh, excuse me, a gown? She's coming out in half drag, waddling. Like, this food nasty. She stank, whatever. And
yeah,
like, I love my
supporters.
Sister. I yep. love my sister. I guess, no.
We got to get her on the pod.
So, no, we don't. We got to get her on,
Ritalin. We got to get her on Ritalin.
We got to get her, mama, we don't have to get her anything. Miss
Kennedy, if you're ever in LA and you want to come on the pod, please make it happen. I still text her.
Two times a year. I do too. Because she's in on my Christmas tree. So I was thankful on Thanksgiving for her. I have this framed photograph of me gripping her hand. It is beautiful. Also, Miss Fame is in there. Look like a dog from the profile. Dog. And of course, Miss Fame. Listen, mama, nobody does it like Miss Fame from the front. But she, like me, has a challenging profile.
Oh, I know which picture you're talking
about. At some point, they got the texture, they got the girls, you know. But it was me.
Charcoal Briquette.
Honey.
With CoverGirl, Last Foundation.
It was Tim Allen grilling. Tim the Toolman Taylor pulling out his grill.
Smoking these meats.
Mark Zuckerberg
smoking these meats
from the side.
Anyways,
it's a beautiful moment. It was like candidly captured, but me and Kennedy, because like she beat me. You know, we like had the last fierce moment of that season together. And I mean, I know.
She did beat you, but went down with dignity.
Sweetie,
you did a great job.
Sweetie, people don't know this. And people love to rewrite history. They love to, whatever. They love to do. I was there, honey. I was there. You weren't there. Me and Kennedy were fucking there.
But even as a viewer.
No.
She buried you a
little bit. Mama, you weren't there though. I was there. Kennedy was there. Rue was there. And then Pearl and Violet and Ginger were there. Sweetie.
And Michael.
Michael
Bassage.
James? No, Wendy Williams was there. No. It was, who was the judge? It was, Michelle was there, and then it was, I can't remember the judge.
Remember Michelle? Wasn't that crazy, like...
Oh, it was Santino Rice.
Oh,
shake
fierce.
The dice and steal the rice. And he read me the house down boots for that horrible outfit, of course, he would, because it was awful. But he didn't know who I was. He didn't know anything about me. Anyways, I know the outfit was bad. I was at the end of my rope, clearly. Anyways, long story
short.
Why don't
you start gluing calculators to the chest?
But I will redeem it. Mama, that was a cast that I made out of felt that did not stretch, that fit me fucking perfectly. And I'm sorry. that.
Don't be sorry.
I'm not going to be sorry because I stitched that to the pussy up here. And when I went spread eagle and cartwheeled, don't get it twisted. That garment did not break or rip.
Use a zigzag.
Triple zigzag, bitch.
Yeah. That's what you have to do in the crotch for sure.
Of course.
Fina taught
me that. Reinforce it. And then dart it in the backhoe. Did Fina, it look like shit? Yes.
Fina would like triple zigzag my crotch. I said, Fina, we both know. I'm not doing anything where this crotch would get blown
out.
But
she's like, we both know that anything is possible.
Right. She's like, we both know you should. She's like suggesting
this is
I should
for
move
the future,
more.
Mom. Yeah.
She's like, when you finally get it together and you're able to lift that knee at all.
Misery taught me that. She's like triple. She said, I ignored the first piece of advice from Misery, the sewing studio.
To quit drag.
No. It was, don't measure anything and don't use a pattern. I was like, girl, really? But she triple seam everything because it was to build it to last spandex.
Right.
Long story fucking short. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
Well, there's nothing worse than having to bust out the machine to fix a hole this big. It's like.
Also, if my primary toolbox kit has pussy splat all over it, mama, that crotch is not splitting open.
Right.
Also, that's the intersection when you do a cat suit. It's a four-way intersection.
Yes.
Four-way
that's
intersection.
That's when the veils between the worlds are the thinnest.
That's the 4 a.m. That's 4 a.m. Yeah. when you're meditating.
That's the witching hour. Yeah.
Bro. So Kennedy, long story, Kennedy, I knew, and I'd given up the outfit. I'd given up. Pro was like, you could have done this. I was like, yeah, I know, but my brain was fried, girl. I couldn't do that. And also,
you're arguably one of the best sewers there, which is perplexing.
But here's the thing. When you reach a breaking point, you can't go any further.
Right.
And when I said to Rue on stage, this did not make the cut, of course, I said, I was legitimately suffering. And I said, Rue, I have not been to a meeting in 6 weeks. I'm an alcoholic in recovery. Only a year sober. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I should not have said that.
Good thing they didn't use it.
Well, of course they were not going to use it. But I didn't know that they weren't going to use it. I was like very on the brink. And I think they were like, oh my God, what is going on here? Like they were just surprised by it.
No, give yourself some
credit. No. I know Rue knew. She would never admit it, but.
She looked at you and she said, you think I don't know that you're an addict?
No.
Look at your outfit, bitch.
But I was.
What you need to get addicted to is invisible zippers. Because that installation up the back,
you
mama?
Need to get addicted to a sewing class. You need to get addicted to Jean-Paul Gaultier. Yeah,
you need to get addicted to Joanne Fabric's rudimentary sewing classes, bitch.
Singer, bitch. Guterman thread, bitch.
Bitch, yeah.
No, but I opened up in a way that was very not for camera. It was a moment of pure vulnerability where I was like, the subtext of what I was saying was like, let me go because I am going to. I was very, very, and it sounds so dramatic, but
you're Catherine O'Hara in Beetlejuice. If you don't let me take this house and make it my own, I will go insane.
And I will take you with me.
Yes.
If you don't let me get out this house. And yeah, it was very that. And also it was like, it was like Valerie Cherish, like.
It's hard too. By the way, they're not giving you bolts of four-way stretch fabric.
Honey, it was a table of crap and nothing good was left.
No offense to Hello Kitty.
All offense to Hello Kitty. I'm just kidding.
Or am I? Today's episode is sponsored by Sanrio. Yeah.
Hello, shitty. Yeah. You know what? The funny thing is when they did the big reveal, I thought it was Katy Perry. I thought it was going to be Katy fucking Perry because we had the song and
Aurora.
The way they introduced her, this person, I was like, oh my
Who
God.
Who was it?
Hello Kitty. It was the Hello Kitty.
Oh, the real person was there. It was That's
a,
cool though.
It was just a festive capitalist, like a fiesta.
Of course.
And although I do stand by my communist kitty. I do stand by my communist kitty. That was cunt.
By the way, if there wasn't five of you left, you made a serviceable outfit. If that was an early challenge, people would have made much worse shit than that. At least you sewed something.
Who?
At least you sewed an outfit.
I did. I didn't. Yes. Well, I'm not going to. Yes, I did.
It wasn't the peak of design, but at least you could construct.
Yeah, but in the styling was where you know that's when I was Goldie Hawn overboard.
Yeah.
Because it didn't make any sense. I wore the boots because I knew I was going to have to lip sync.
Right.
This is when you couldn't change, ho. You couldn't change for the lip sync, remember?
You can't change in normal seasons now. Only All-Stars, right?
I don't know. But you couldn't change back then. Now you can in some. We could in All-Stars too. Because I think I started that actually. Because I had to lip sync in my latex dress and I couldn't even walk in it. So they're like, if you want to change, you can change. I was like, excuse me? So of course I changed and lost.
Yeah.
but Kennedy is like, I knew she was going to mop the floor with me and I was prepared for it. And I made peace with it long before we got there to start. And I, they were making fun of me because I was listening to the music in the bus on the van on the way home. And I didn't realize that when I'm lip syncing to myself softly, I'm going, I'm gonna see me roll.
By the way, anybody who knows you knows you're not a Katie fan. I don't like her music.
But I do have a perfect songbird soprano. My clear mezzo soprano is undeniable.
But most gays might already know. I already knew that song word for word.
Word for word.
You know.
I don't believe I am. I'm not only am I not super familiar with her catalog. It's not exactly my go-to list of songs
you've
enjoy.
Told me before that she's the Jimmy Buffett of pop music.
And I stand by it. Not love, but all due respect to her as a person of dignity and grace, mama.
Yeah.
But she had a pooping toilet on her show. Catch it. Catch it.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So, love you, Kennedy. End of that story. But I got to tell you about where we left off last time.
By the way, when I had to lip sync against Kennedy for the win, I was also like, why does it have to be Kennedy?
I know.
Of all people.
But you know why they get it? See, this is where they lose me, the producers. Like, y'all going to have Kennedy up there and y'all going to do Wrecking Ball?
I didn't even want to do Wrecking Ball. No offense, Miley Cyrus.
Nobody wants to do Wrecking Ball.
I didn't want to do Wrecking Ball.
With no props.
I wanted something cool, like
anything. Listen, if you're not going to give us lip sync battle props, then what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? No walls, no support, slippery stage. Girl, Flop Tina Bestie runs that show.
Flop Tina Bestie runs that lip sync. It's just not an end of season lip sync.
I did that. Have you seen my performance of Wrecking Ball long before Drag Race?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God, I'm going to link to it in the comments because I will pat myself on the back. I worked so hard on this. It was, for Jacques, it was a loving homage to Becca DeBus who had been deported back to Singapore. Mama, get into this. I'm going to describe it. Becca DeBus.
And she got deported to Singapore?
Uh-huh. She was from Singapore.
Becca
she had
the plane.
Hello, thank you. Boom. Rebecca the Bus is what I called her.
Becca.
Because she was a great big fat person. And Eugene Tan, love him. We're still friends. And when he left the show, Perestroika, it was a big loss, literally.
Huge.
And so it was torn up about it. So I came out in a candy, a bubble gum leotard with a nasty, a blonde side piece. Like literally, mama, looking like pink, looking like... like Diesel, looking nasty, Diesel. That's it. That's
it. Oh, it's a Miley Cyrus hair, because that was her hair at the time. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, yes,
so,
that's right.
So, and then came in like a wrecking ball, a boom, a hand-painted portrait of Becca unfurled from behind. And then, this is when it really got juicy. During the bridge, Madge of Honor was on a stool behind it. The eyes were cut out, blowing bubbles of tears through the eye holes.
See...
it was absolutely, it was actually art. Actually.
Actually. Positively.
I don't shame myself. And then silly string out of her mouth for the very last bit. All over me. Yeah. It was like, I was so proud of it. Cause I hand painted the poster. It took me like a week. And the, like my Titanic thing where I built the boat. It was like that kind That's of like fierce. Apocalyptic style. Like
when you don't travel, you have a lot more flexibility with dumb props that.
Also once a month, Mary, once a month, right. You got to gag the children because Drag Race was on, but I was not on it yet. And I created a show through me and Frida Fries, Nicole Pride, Eugene Tan, aka Becca DeBus.
Nicole Pride.
Nicole Pride, yeah. NICHOLLE, long story. And then Frida Fries, Jake Tinsley, Mr. Lady, Ben McCoy, Mr. Lady.
Mama,
fierce.
Love
fierce.
That name.
Yeah, Miss Georgette was the early one.
And Miss Georgette?
Yeah, Miss Georgette. TT Bomb. Yeah, Fina Barbatol.
These names are wild.
Fina Barbatol.
Miss Georgette?
Miss Georgette, yeah.
Wait, do you know about this queen on Drag Race called the Girlfriend Experience? Let's bring to the stage Becky Smith and Roberta Wilson.
From the legendary house of Girlfriend Experience. The Girlfriend. That's furious. I mean, furious.
Way to pick a name that makes everyone else look stupid and ugly.
I know, like dogs.
Everyone has girl names. Woof, well, I'm the Girlfriend Experience.
I know. If I had to do it again, Barbara Please would be my name.
Barbara Please is incredible.
Barbara Please, please, comma Barbara. I mean, it's so fierce. Barbara Please, please Barbara. It's so cunty. Barbara, please,
it's
Barbara.
It's a great name.
Please, Barbara. Barbara, please. If you need anything, ask Carol Ann.
It's a fierce name.
It would be so... Somebody out there, please do Barbara. Barbara, please.
Barbara, please.
Barbara.
But be good. Don't waste it.
No, you don't have to be good.
No, don't waste it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to
do...
Faye Dunaway as Joan Crawford in every mix, but you better put like a, you know, something.
You better give something.
Yeah, do like just something. Anyways, just be good. Yeah, I guess be good.
I had a private booking last week on Friday, after Thanksgiving.
Are you like Labada flying to Dubai to do private concerts for oligarchs?
But I only had to fly to San Francisco from PS, which was an hour flight direct.
PS?
Palm Springs.
Okay.
Hour flight direct. It was a birthday party.
For Jeff Bezos.
I don't want to say who it was, but it was a very rich person.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
I don't want to be indiscreet, but it's a very rich person. And I'm only saying that because I've never really met a billionaire or anything like that before, but.
LVP?
You're not a billionaire. I said to Lisa, I'll fit in. I'm rich. And she said, no, you're not. I was like, thanks, girl.
She's like, darling, your new money.
I know.
Old money and new money do not mix.
She's like, no, you're not. She's like, and you're not that pretty. I'm like, okay. Oh,
okay.
No,
all right. No. Fuck you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Wait, by the way, can I be friends with her? Not because she's rich. Excuse me. Not because she's rich or famous or anything. I just want to kiki about her with you. With her every once in a while.
Oh, rip into me. No one makes fun of me to my face.
Every couple months. I think me and her have a little conflict over the phone. Nothing crazy. I don't want to go to her house. The moat scares me. But like,
you could never traverse it.
Honey.
You don't have the upper body.
I don't have the vernacular that I think I possess to cross that moat.
Climb the bridge. Punch a swan. Like you'd have to really fight your way in.
It'd have to be Swan Lake.
And then once you get in the house, they have about 12 dogs. They're all taking you out the knees.
And lasers, Catherine Zeta-Jones, entrapment.
Toxic, yeah.
Then Sean Connery's there, I gotta fuck him.
Yeah.
And it's May, December. sorry.
So I fly to San Francisco and they rented the city hall. So they have me, people are coming in, there's a metal detector. And as people are coming in and receiving cocktails, I'm standing there DJing and they gave me a very strongly recommended playlist. So I basically had
that you push play.
The
and then,
set was, I just downloaded the songs they want.
Yeah.
And then I added a few that I think were fun and cool and similar.
Yeah. Like Two Light
Crew.
I had
about an hour of me standing there while nice straight people and nice gay people walked in and waved at me and I'm just DJing and people are head bobbing, but mostly having their first drink and talking. I'm more like ambiance, elevator music.
Or a threatening presence.
Yes. But I will say this whole gig, the tech was flawless. The air conditioning was flawless. The pay was flawless.
About to goon out here.
The birthday person comes up to me and says, you look so beautiful. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh,
and
I said,
thank you for having me. I grabbed a hand. I said, have a great night. Birthdays are great. And she said, I will. And then she danced away to the music. It was really nice.
Martha Washington.
A lot of straight people.
She died 300 years ago.
A lot of straight people, which is fine. Yeah. Everybody's saying, oh my God, you look great. Who are you?
Of course. Lady Bunny.
Undercut and humbled immediately. I said, well, you might know me from, and they're like, no, do you live here? I said, no, I live in Hollywood. They're like, you do? I said, yeah, I do TV. You do? I was like, okay.
I'm a homeless person from outside.
The energy was like, stick with it, girl. You're going to make it. And I said, thank you. So anyway, only an hour of DJing like Motown music.
Motown.
And then I went and sat while the people had dinner. So for like 2 hours. So I'm sitting in my dressing room that was private with an industrial air conditioner and the window open in San Francisco, ice cold in there. There wasn't just the rider.
Was your cock and balls hard. And tumescent?
Don't let these, never let them see you sweat. Don't let them know that this is the nicest you've ever been treated.
Never. So you, I was like, you keep them, you're like, I guess it's fine.
I know.
And they have like,
every type of tea I'd ever want with a slice of fresh ginger and lemon and a hot pot.
Are then you they have sure this drinks, actually happened?
Crudite. Then they,
were you asleep?
In the bathroom, they go, we just want to make sure the bathroom is fresh for you. There's fresh flowers next to the toilet. Fresh flowers next to the toilet. I know. I know. I know. So then,
what the fuck?
And I go to the bathroom fresh area. Flowers. They have cans of hairspray, makeup wipes. Like.
Okay. What about, where was the cyanide? Where was the anthrax? Was it a trap? It wasn't a trap.
Well, half the reason I was there was because a few weeks ago, I did a solid pink disco in Palm Springs. And some of Team Gaga was there and they saw me play. And so they reached out saying, hey, do you want to play an opening set and a closing after Gaga at this private event? I said, sure. Okay. So I'm DJing. Gaga walks by. I wave. She blows me a kiss. I didn't get to say hi because I'm scared of people. So I just like waved. She
Stephanie
blew me a kiss.
Joanne Germanotta.
Yes.
Stephanie Elizabeth Joanne Julia Germanotta.
So after dinner, everyone moved into the ballroom and I DJ after Gaga. And so I go to watch her show. And it's like her Vegas jazz show.
With, no way.
With all these musicians.
The like,
she's in feather headdresses, a bustier. There's maybe...
Get the fuck out of here. I wanted to see that show so bad.
There's maybe 110 people in the room. And we're all this close to her. And everyone is excited, but not face melting the way like young queer people would
guts.
Be.
I hate young your
Young queer
guts.
People would be like, oh my God, filming, slay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These respectful older people are like, yes.
They're
just,
enjoying.
They're just watching and
they're
dancing.
Enjoying, yeah.
The vibe was so good. I've loved Gaga from the first album. Okay. I'd never seen her live. The costume and the makeup and the hair and everything, perfect.
I've seen the clips. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Best singing I've ever heard in real life.
It was amazing. Yeah, I've seen her. I've seen the clips of her. Now, I'm not a huge Gaga fan. I don't listen to her music on the regular, but listen, I'm a Russian pop girl. Who cares?
The piano playing?
Honey, sweetie, I've seen all the clips on Instagram of her Vegas show. It's full camp Vegas spectacular. I want to go so bad.
I've
but
never
it's done,
seen her Vegas show, so I can't say it is her Vegas show, but it was like her jazz set.
Yes, this is, she's doing
where she does like poker face as a jazz number.
Oh, I don't know about that.
She's in the full high hooker heel in a corset with a headdress, feathers coming out, and she's at the piano singing, cheating out, telling jokes. And I was like, this is maybe the best concert I've ever seen.
In the clips that I saw, she was wearing full like Roxy Hart, Thelma Kelly, Chicago,
yeah,
beaded fringe,
yes,
beaded cunty.
It was amazing.
Face snatched, makeup snatched. I mean,
hair
yanked,
everything,
full lace,
perfect,
like fierce, like coiffed dudes. I mean,
and I knew that was all going to be the quality of the singing and piano playing. I was like, so you're telling me if it wasn't wigs and glitter explosions, you also are just a great musician.
Am I a Gaga fan?
It was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing.
This is, by the way, I have still quit smoking. This is a zero nicotine vape. So I just want you to know about that, Miss Judgmental Pink Panther over there.
I'm not saying anything.
I know it's not what you're saying. It's what your eyes are doing. Ogling me like I'm a villain, a crook, and a criminal.
These are Sandro.
Who?
Sandro Bernhardt.
What about San Drag Bernhardt? That's how I read her name on social media. San Drag Bernhardt.
Oh yeah, it does kind of look that.
Sandra
sure.
G. Bernhardt.
Remember the clip of her we saw wait, have we ever talked about that? There's this clip
of her. I think
we
should. I'm scared of her.
There's this clip
of her. I'm scared. Mama, no. I didn't see the clip. You go ahead. You talk about it. I didn't see it. Well, tell me about it. Tell me about the clip you saw.
There's this clip of her in New York at a Bed Bath & Beyond. And it's closing, I guess. And she's like, everything's closing.
Support local businesses.
Yeah, she says support local businesses. And I go, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Am I a Bed Bath? Mama.
Am I a Bed Bath & Beyond fan?
It's not, that's a international conglomerate chain of people that
but
uses.
But she was lamenting like she was at a mom and pop
like
milkshake stand.
Like her local hardware store that's been owned by her family for 1400
Prince
years.
Prince Family Paper.
Yeah. Fox Books. It just came in and ruined Meg Ryan's store.
Yes.
Yeah, the shop around the corner.
Bed Bath
& Beyond in Times Square is shut down. The world is coming to.
By the way, and I love that she's just like us in that like it's the little things. No, if you wanted Pizza Hut or Domino's, you love Domino's. If
not
your
anymore.
Local Domino's closed, or if they discontinued the cinnamon sticks, you would have a meltdown.
No. If
her Domino's.
No. If my psychedelics dealer got nabbed by the Armenian mob, that would be my. I would be Sandrag. Like, I would be Sandrag Bernhardt on Instagram Live. Yeah,
I'd be like,
I'd be like, unbelievable.
But she's walking around
can't
going,
get mushrooms
she's
anymore.
She's walking around going, look at this. The shelves are empty. I mean, it's just, it's over.
I was like,
she was like,
Mama, go across the street.
It's so sickening.
To the other furniture. I mean, it's crazy.
BedBathBeyond.com.
San
the stores drag. The stores are still open.
San Drag Bernhard.
Yeah.
That's another drag name for you guys.
She's going to be in a suburb and she's going to find one. She's going to be like, the movies are back.
You know, my story about her is in New York City, I ran into her quite literally the most terrifying experience of my life. I bumped into her. She gave me the look like her.
She's an icon.
She is an icon. I've seen her, and I told this before, but when I was on tripping on acid at home watching HBO, her 9 months pregnant in a sheer dress doing a stand-up one-woman show, a little too much information for my young acid eyeballs to process. Let's just say that. Get into that. I'm going to say that again. I was at home tripping on acid, watching Sandrag Bernhard doing a one-woman show on HBO in a sheer dress while pregnant. A lot of information.
Yeah.
So I ran into her and she gave me daggers. Like if she were an X-Men, she would have like vaporized me. That's all.
I have one more thing about that gig to tell you.
So afterwards, Gaga finishes. Say it for everybody. I'm just kidding.
Gaga finishes.
Okay.
And then they have me. They go, we want you to start right when she's done, but we're not sure if she's doing an encore. So I'm behind the decks in my drag with my giant wig, crouched down this low so they can't see me with my hand on the play button. Because I'm like, all right, if she's really done, I want to be ready to hit it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I want it to be seamless and perfect. I want to get booked again. I want everybody happy with me. So I'm like this and like this. And my wig's so big, I have to like lay on the ground. So I have my hand up on the deck like this. And you know, it's billionaires and Gaga. And I'm back here like... So then I have to DJ only like an hour and it was,
did you love,
not only did they have two, so I play two CDJ 3000s and a Nexus 2 mixer. They had one in the lobby for me to play and one in the ballroom, two sets. They were sound checked perfectly for me by the time I got there. And then guess what's next to me in the booth?
A jelly dildo. No. a walk-in freezer from Oil Can Harry's.
Close. You know those industrial air conditioners with the two hoses that shoot ice air?
Am I an AC fan? Am so I an AC fan?
These are the decks right next to me. Two air hoses this big with ice cold air. I had to turn it off because I was cold. Horny. Horny behavior. It was... And that's when my playing it cool went out the window. That's when I was like, you guys. And Jacob's, and our manager's there with me.
Okay, of course.
And he's next to me. I'm telling them like, I never get treated this good.
Yeah.
No one ever looks out for me.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? How come you never got me this gig before? Yeah.
I was like, so turns out the straight people treat the drag queens better than the gay people.
Well, let's just say Gaga's team came for the girl. She got the girl.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, Gaga's team looked out for me. That's the truth. Thank you, Gaga's team.
Yeah, thank you, Gaga's team.
But you know, they're probably used to drag queens and people in hot costumes. They know the score.
She is a drag queen in a hot costume, honey. And she's been around the block. I'm sure she's
secured
all... I
wish she would have been there. You hate singing.
No, I don't.
I was sitting there and I went...
No, I don't. I'm a singer now.
Right.
Thank you.
It crossed my mind several times. I'm seeing one of the best pop stars of all time in their prime in an intimate environment. And I'm getting paid to do it.
Mama, gratitude.
Good thing happens to bad people.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I talked to Miss Courtney last night on the phone for a good long while. You know, the author of When Perfect Things to Happen, Beautiful People.
Right.
And she was, my God, I swear to God, we are literally like, the two of us are the bizarre, I'm the bizarro version of her. Like the version of her that made all the wrong choices, all the bad decisions across the globe.
You guys are similar age, right?
We're almost, I think we're just a mere 3 to 4 to 6 months apart in age.
You see a picture of her in drag, you go,
except,
that's my age.
Except, sweetie,
I'm her.
She's older than me and looks 10 years younger. Catch it. Cat shit.
She is moving backwards in time somehow.
And she is, to me, she is like, I was like, she's the Anne Rice. She's the ultimate androgynous ideal because she's so stunning out of drag. And she's so, but you know, not exactly a cartoon pilot, of course.
And she's a vending machine of sexuality. She's like, what do you like, guys or girls?
Yeah.
Mama, great.
Guys, girls, anything in between? I've got all shades, all colors, all sizes. Yeah.
And then she's nice, funny,
no, kind,
sweet,
insightful. She's a listener. She's
self-deprecating.
She's almost... She can't really come for her because she's already come for herself. And she's not a stuck up bitch. She's not a Pollyanna. She's
no.
not jaded. It's like,
and she's not fake humble. She's like, I'm just an artist. And
so I called her because 20 years was the debut of her on Australian Idol. 20 fucking years.
Which, by the way, if you haven't seen the clips,
You gotta watch the clips.
It's drag light. It's jean denim skorts.
But that's the time, Mary. That was 2001, two or something.
It's fierce. She looks. How old it is,
Mama? And also for the first time in drags ish, she's incredible. Yeah. And it's, you know, I'm so grateful for her. God, I love her so much.
She's
done
American. Australian. Mm-hmm. Adore did American. Ada Box did American. I don't remember if any other drag queens have done Idol, but.
I don't know.
Who knows?
But she's just so fierce. She's living in Sydney right now. And, you know, oh God, I miss her so much. Whenever she comes to town, we have the only Kiki.
I love her.
Yeah. And it's always like we pick up where we left off and we know exactly, you know, because it was one of those things like you with us, with the Drag Race girls of a certain era, especially because now there's so many girls and since COVID, we don't really get to meet them all. I lived in her apartment for 3 months. You know, we're very, very close. And there's just things that we can talk about that nobody else gets and that you can't talk about to other people because it either sounds so unrelatable or obnoxious or bizarre.
Right.
You know, like when we talk about felching, you know, unhoused individuals, people are like, yeah, I get that. But when we talk about, you know, jet lag, people are like, you rich bitch.
Well, we talk about a lot of things off the pod that are not pod appropriate. Things to do with money, people we don't like or whatever.
Yeah, getting stolen from or getting embezzled, getting, you know, scandals, this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to just briefly check my notes because I know I'm forgetting something important that
I would check my notes. Can't find my phone. Who knows?
So I completed a 6-week porn cleanse. I fully completed 6 full weeks of not, I mean, and I'm talking abstaining from pretty much every single form of digital porn media. Unfortunately, because of that, I had not a relapse, but I had a binge. I binge watched some porn, you know, which is 2 hours or something like that, or an hour and a half maybe. But it felt like a binge, felt like I was a binge eating. I was on a diet and then I binge ate, you know?
Well, what were you hoping that after 6 weeks you wouldn't want to watch porn?
I wasn't hoping anything. I was just seeing what happened.
But in my experience, any sort of sexual deprivation comes out in the wash later. You come back hornier and crazier.
I don't know. I hadn't discovered that yet. So
you were open to whatever urges.
Yeah. I mean, I think what I had hoped was that I would maybe not want to watch it at all. That I would rely on jerking off my imagination and then having sex with people in real life.
Do you think that there's a problem? You think you have a problem with porn?
The problem with porn that I have is that it's so closely connected to other bad behaviors like drugs.
Right.
Drugs and watching porn are for many tweakers is hand in hand.
When you came back binging, was it hand in hand?
No. So that was very disorienting. I watched porn and it was, let me tell you, it was so overstimulating that it was like it jostled my nervous system. I mean, imagine. It's like when you open, when you're in the dark forever and you turn the lights on, your eyes are like, whoa. It was so overstimulating. I think my nervous system was telling me, it was triggering. I didn't use drugs, but I kind of felt like I had. So I had sort of an emotional hangover the next day. But then I told myself, I was like, listen, calm yourself, bitch. Calm down.
By the way, since when is jerking off automatically destructive?
No, it's not. It's just that the patterns are so heavily grooved in my behavior, my psyche.
Sure.
That going down that road on with a different wagon felt like the same trip.
It's like people who quit, maybe it's not the same. It's like people who quit smoking and then when they get drunk, they pick up a cigarette. Associated behaviors.
I mean, you're in the danger zone. Like if you open that laptop, all the sense memories, the reflexes, it's like, well, Pookie Tina would make this even better.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that. Anyways, so, and then I was
also
like—
Also, sex with men can turn into Pookie Tina.
Yes, but for me, that's not usually the case.
Okay.
Those patterns aren't deeply grooved. I can count on two hands or maybe two sets of hands, honestly, the amount of times I've pee and peed with someone.
Interesting.
It's usually a solo activity.
Right.
Typically, since 2008. So, anyways, but then I was like, okay, I'm giving myself a break. Girl, you just jerked off to porn. It ain't that deep. Calm the fuck down. And immediately I was like, ugh. Because I'm not trying out for America's Next Top Buddhist Monk. I'm not trying out for the Chastity Olympics.
Right.
There's no prize at the end of this ascetic path. It's just about finding balance and happiness.
Recalibrating.
So the happy middle that I've discovered or I've started implementing is if I want to watch some porn, I watch it. But I put a time limit and I shut it before I come. Yeah, because I needed to make it interesting. Watching the same old porn, watching porn to me is not inherently interesting. I want to give it a shot. I want to make it challenging.
I come every time and I'm not watching porn longer than 5 minutes ever.
Yeah. Well, you're 7 years younger than me and you haven't fried out all of your dopamine receptors with drugs. So that might have something to do with it. I don't know. Also, people are built differently. I hardly ever come more than once a day. Anyways.
We'll say as I get older, I'm more likely to do that in the morning than I am at night.
Mm-hmm. Well, great.
And now that I don't live alone, when I lived alone, I jerked off a lot more.
Yeah. See, I live alone and I love autoerotic experiences. Mom, I got a butt plug up my ass. I'm stretching it out.
The other day, I was on the phone with you. Absolutely. I was on FaceTime with you and you sat down and you went, oh, I forgot I had a butt plug in and I just hung up.
Sure did. I was eating lunch too. It was a very weird thing.
Yeah, but you were like eating lunch.
This morning, I put it in at 9 a.m. I trained from 10 to 11.
You trained with this thing on?
I sure the fuck did.
And training for what?
1 point. Exactly. You do the math.
Are you going to pull someone's, are you going to tow someone's truck from your ass?
I'm going to be like, whoo, I'm breaking dicks off. I'm making a necklace, honey.
One of those tailgates with the silver ball. You're going to sit on that and pull someone's F-150.
Boop. AAA, right here.
So what did you learn then, I guess?
When I'm training my glutes, training my lower body, I'm also conditioning my pelvic floor because I'm training to bottom.
No, I want resolution on the porn.
Oh, so as we stand right now, I have very light, non-rigid guidelines for myself. They're just a general rubrics that I'm obviously, the main goal is no crazy drugs, obviously. And then that being said, in that arena, we can go, if you want to watch the porn, watch some porn, but listen to it first. Try just listening because that's fierce. Audio only, because if it's one of them fucking well-produced, incredible sound, 4K straight porns with splish, splash, let's take
a
bath.
Oh, it's a lot of straight guys being like, oh, your pussy feels so good. No.
They don't even have to say it because it's the sounds. I prefer when there's no dialogue because, mama, it is a sound design bonanza. It's just fucking, it's very, very, it's extremely arousing. And you don't exactly know what's going on, but it's wet, it's hot, and it's nasty.
You know, there's a pilgrim woman in a soundstage somewhere churning butter, and that's what they use for the pussy sound.
Goody Proctor.
Girl.
Goody Proctologist.
Miracle Whip between two pieces of tofurkey and slapping them together.
Yeah. Exactly. The Foley artists. But
you're finding your new boundaries.
Yeah, so I'm recalibrating my sexuality and it feels like a sexual renaissance, which is really happy for someone of my age.
Well, porn should be something you should enjoy without having to be afraid for what kind of behaviors it opens you up to, you know what I mean?
Also, it lends itself to compulsive behavior very easily. Like it's desire. And then people who are, what I've seen around my age group in Los Angeles especially is that a lot of, let's say guys, but a lot of people, just haven't even started the conversation or the inquiry of like, how do I approach desire and how do I identify it as a major contributor to my unhappiness? Because that's exactly what it is.
Right.
The Buddhists say desire is the root of all suffering.
Because if you don't want anything, you don't need anything.
Yeah. But desire is the cause of why we suffer. And that doesn't mean you live like, I don't want anything. I am a robot. Bloop. It's just that you look at all the things you crave, like a hungry ghost, the things that you crave to fill you up, that there's a hole in your soul that a lot of people try to fill with, you know what, here in LA, you know, bottomless cum dump weekends on OnlyFans. But
I've never done that. And I've also never really been into hard drugs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what my version of that is.
I don't know.
Is.
Look at her. I would never have guessed that by this outfit and presentation.
I know. I look like I should be telling this story.
You look like a 9-year-old.
It's giving inpatient.
Inpatient at Children's Hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's giving
Children's Mental Hospital.
JPB.
Yeah. Children's
JPB.
Behavioral GPB. Institute. Yeah. Yes.
It's giving Chimo, honestly.
Well, I want to talk about my Christmas tree.
Please.
So we got a Christmas tree and I guess I thought I would be like placing them and I kind of made peace with like, if I place them and David moves them later, whatever, it's like, it'll look the best. And I know my strengths. I know he'll put together a better tree.
What are your strengths?
Not Christmas tree decorating, right? Even me, I placed a few and I went, I shouldn't
flop.
Yeah. So I lay down on the couch and I'm watching David decorate the tree. He's going at a speed that is about one ornament per 10 minutes. So he's like placing an ornament, walking around, pacing, looking at it.
That's,
he lays out every ornament we have on the table so that we know everything that's there. And then he starts placing them sort of in an order of most to least important. And I'm not saying I don't know how to decorate trees.
He goes big picture, right? He doesn't go up and down, right? He goes big picture and then gets more.
He worked kind of top to bottom.
Really?
Yes. And he started inside outside. So he starts by hanging ornaments at the trunk.
That's what you have. You got to go. That's the key.
I've never seen that.
A lot of people don't know this. When you're, I know this is so, oh my God, it's so fascinating. But when you're doing a tree, you have to go in.
So I've never done that.
Depth. Yeah.
Never knew. He did it. And I was like,
it's all fall out.
But I'm like, why is it taking so long? I'm like, what are you doing? 12 hours?
Density.
I went to sleep. He started about 3 p.m. I woke up at 3 a.m. and he was finishing. Oh, the tree fell over in the middle of the night. So I woke up to him screaming and the tree was on the floor and he was screaming.
Was he underneath it saying, please, Dawn.
Like six ornaments fell off and you would have thought our house burned down. He was like, oh.
He's screaming, like covered in blood, yeah. Screaming.
But then of course, I'm also a little bit bitter. I go to bed like, fine, I won't help. Because if I put an ornament on the tree, it's going to get moved because I don't know what I'm doing. I go to sleep.
What a lovely wife.
I go to sleep.
That's so attractive.
I wake up, I look at the tree and I know in my heart there was no way I was able to provide what was provided.
I saw the tree.
It looks so beautiful.
It was stunning.
And the scale of big ornaments to medium to small layered into the trunk of the tree.
Yes,
I was like,
yes.
I was like, this makes every tree I've ever had look like shit.
Looks like a fucking hammered shit.
Yeah.
Looks like a fucking $3 hooker like left out in the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I love holiday. And I've never.
You love holiday.
I love holiday. Holiday.
Fantastic holiday right here.
Fantastic holiday. Well, I have a hard time with,
wearing clothes that aren't pink.
Yeah. I have a hard time with, I say like, oh yeah, there is bears in the woods. I have a hard time with
plurals and singulars.
Yeah, sometimes. So I love holiday.
I love holiday. But I love holiday. I go through hell during holiday.
It's kind of like English is my second language. I'm like, I love holiday.
It's okay. English is horrible.
Yeah.
I love holiday.
I know, but I love Christmas.
Christmas is cunty.
But I love all of everything. Mm-hmm. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, solstice, any expression of winter holiday.
Okay.
I support it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm here for it.
I guess what the best thing about Christmas is, with different Christian traditions, of course you got Russian Christmas. Mama, that's January 7th. The remix, the sequel, part deux.
Yeah.
Because they go, you go American Christmas, you go New Year's, you go Russian Christmas, the sandwich of Christmases.
Wait a minute. They're not on the same day?
No, it's the Julian calendar, I think, or something like that. I'm not sure. Or the Gregorian. I don't know what the fuck calendar kind of is. But Russian Christmas is the 7th of January.
I will say, and I've never had a freestanding house to decorate where it's like arches, stairs.
Okay,
like,
rich.
My
servants' quarters.
I had like a good day and a half of
stables with horses.
it was gender euphoria for my home.
Hophoria.
Yes, I was like, this is the holiday home I've always wanted.
It's when your house becomes a home. It's a luxury and a privilege. It's beautiful.
The TV with the fake fireplace.
Okay, let's not get overboard, Miss Thing. We don't have people come robbing you.
The fireplace. Little figurines. Do you know how bad I want
that
a Christmas
batch
village?
Elder fireplace? That batch elder?
But I can't post any pictures because I can't give away what my house looks like.
I know, because you did a TV show, honey.
So just imagine there's Christmas stuff.
It's pretty. It's very pretty. She texts me and I goon out and all that.
Horny.
I know she's very horny show over there. She's horny Hollins and they're Christmas.
I FaceTime my mom and I showed her the tree and I said horny.
Horny holiday.
Yeah. Holidays are great.
They are, but listen, they're not for a lot of people though. Not to be a contrarian or a downer. You know, holidays, you got like alcoholic families, things like that. My heart goes up. I was talking to my friend I was like, hey, she's like, how are you doing? I was like, good. I was like, have you still not smoked? I was like, haven't smoked. And I was just like wishing her like a happy holidays. And she's like, this is a tough time of year for me. My dad died of lung cancer at 63. And I was like, oh shit. She never told me that. And she said that, yeah, I would, about 6 weeks before he died, I said, you got to quit smoking or you're going to die. And he fucking died of lung cancer. So happy holidays.
Well, I guess my advice to enjoying yourself at the holiday time is doing what you want to do.
Which is not...
If your family really bothers you, don't go home.
Yeah, and sometimes like, you have to, but you know what? You can always get up
boundaries.
And walk away. Get up and walk away. Don't go. Listen, I love every single person in my family, but I don't want to spend more than 3 days in a row with them. Sometimes more than two. And I don't have to if I don't want to. Right. Maybe that's a luxury. Maybe that's not. I'm not sure, but it's a choice that I make.
Well, I always usually do Thanksgiving with David's family, and then I'll do actual holiday with David's family, and then I'll usually go to New Year's to Milwaukee.
Love that.
For family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you come do Russian Christmas in my house, and then you do ass to ass on the table
well,
for a bunch of businessmen.
I do taking loads.
Yeah, yeah.
I love on the apps when it's like,
loads.
No, I love when they're like, I'm on my third
turkey.
Load. I love when they're counting it. What about with those long texts that are like, you ready to have your turkey stuffed, you bimbo slut?
With all the emojis with and
all the
ass
emojis.
And the,
stop.
You know what I go? I go immediately, I go, contact, info, block, delete.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. I don't ask. I block, delete, and move on.
It's not funny.
It never was. Contact, info, block, delete, forget. Yeah. Spit on your grave.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays
Merry
again.
Merry Christmas, all that stuff, and a happy new year. Remember, every year is a new opportunity to become a different person.
True. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.